Kinzaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network here on 92.1 KMZA. Getting ready here for our boys' matchup between the Centralia Panthers and the Frankfort Wildcats. The girls' matchup just concluded. Centralia won 63-22 over Frankfort. Here, Centralia boys and Frankfort boys, two teams of pretty equal halves. Centralia 9-9 on the season, 5-1 in CBL play, while Frankfort's also at the even 500 at 10-10 on the year and 2-5 in Twin Valley League play. They outscore their teams this season 925-911. And for the Centralia Panthers, they're averaging 54.8 points per game, currently barely outscoring their opponents this season as well. So both these teams kind of with the same edge this year. Centralia here led under head coach Nick Evans in his fourth year, tenured for Centralia, at his 11th year overall last year, replacing great athletes like Duke Simmel, Ben Haberkamp, Henry Hyben, Jacob Fuente, at 12-9 last year. That ended in an unfortunate loss in substate in the first round of Blue Valley Randolph, 55-52, but returning four letter winners and two starters, one of them being Quinton Aldifer, a junior who's got 827 career points, and that's a big key for Centralia in tonight's matchup. He's able to get Quinton Aldifer going and get him hot outside the arc, as well as being able to find Tyler Jones and Bronx Talley, Aiden Talley and Isaac Reinecke, all great players alongside Centralia's Quinton Aldifer. And for Frankfort, of course, you got one who's also got over 1,000 career points here on the side for Frankfort with Wes Anderson, a third-team All-State returner from last year in Class 1 Division 1, a first-team Twin Valley League player as well, the 5'11 senior guard. So for both sides, both of them have a superstar. Quinton Aldifer for Centralia and for Frankfort, Wes Anderson. The main idea is, how is the supporting cast going to show up around them, and how are they going to show up in the face on some pressure? Well, we'll take 2 minutes aside, and we'll get you some starters and more here coming up. Centralia, Frankfort boys, all coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Kansaland Radio.
Our boys' game getting set to begin. Centralia Frankfort starting here with our Frankfort Wildcats starters, the road team in tonight's matchup. Wes Anderson, the 5'11 senior guard. Fred Rosequist, the 6'2 senior post. Porter Colvin, the 5'8 senior guard. And Peyton Adams, the 5'10 junior guard. And Kyler Parthamer, the freshman forward. So again, for the Frankfort Wildcats, Anderson, Rosequist, Colvin, Adams, and Parthamer. And their head coach, Adam Schreiner, in his third season with the team. for the Centralia Panthers. Quinton Aldifer, the 6'1" junior guard with 827 career points, averaging 19 points per game. Tyler Jones, 6'2", senior guard slash forward. He's a swing player, both guard and forward. He was hurt all last season, but he's extremely talented. He's been averaging 5 points a game this year. Isaac Ronicky, a 6-foot junior guard, averaging 10 points a game and 4.5 rebounds a game. Bronx Talley and Aiden Talley coming up together. Talley, Bronx Talley, the 5'10" sophomore, and Aiden Talley, the 6-foot senior. Bronx the guard and Aiden the forward. Aiden the senior, who's got 2 years experience here on the varsity. Both Aiden and Bronx average 7.5 points per game. And now we're getting ready here for action. 4 quarters in 32 minutes. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network boys matchup. Centralia, Frankfurt. Two teams that are 500. Two teams looking for a win. Frankfurt on the left side of your dial. Centralia, they'll work from the right to the left. At half court, it's Rosequist for Frankfurt. And for Centralia, it's the 6-1 junior, Quinton Aldifer. And here's the tip off. It's won by Frankfurt. Rosequist with the stretch. And the pick up from Wes Anderson. Anderson to Porter Colvin. Colvin dribbles up to the top of the arc. Now Anderson left side wing. Screen set for him on the left elbow. And straight as an arrow. Cupid's arrow for Wes Anderson. And Frankfurt takes the first lead here. 2-0 over Centralia. Key's shot selection is going to matter here in this matchup. We've talked, of course, how both Wes and Quinton are going to be a battle for one another. Here's Centralia with it. Reineke, 3-point flyer. It's off the back of the iron and rebounded underneath the basket, but picked up by Frankfurt. Taken away by Wes Anderson after the rebound by Aldifer. Wes, down the floor, on the baseline, drives in and scores two. Frankfurt opening up with 4 straight points from Wes Anderson. 7:15 here to go in the first quarter. 4-0, Frankfurt leads over Centralia. Parthamer, pass out court, flying it to Talley. Talley underneath to Aiden Talley. Down near side corner, 3-point flyer, up off the front iron by Aldifer, and rebounded by Peyton Adams from Frankfurt. Anderson has it on the far side wing. Screen is set, pick and roll, goes off and on a pass to Adams. Adams, he dribbles out to his right. Screen is set for him. He'll dribble into the elbow. Now left to Rosequist. Rosequist out to Colvin. Colvin up top to Parthamer. 3-point flyer up by Anderson. Missed, but rebounded by Adams. He drives in the elbow. Kicks back up to the top. Anderson, he'll step in the left elbow. Drive out and miss the shot, but underneath the basket. Rebound and put back in for two, Fred Rosequist. Frankfurt already utilizing lots of movement inside the paint. They're up 6-0 over Centralia. 1:42 here into this first quarter. Underneath the basket, Aiden Talley slices for two. Centralia getting their first 2 points on the game. Pass from the impressive Bronx Talley for the assist. Here with it is Frankfurt. Parthamer, left side, and drive in from Adams, missing under the basket. Rebound by Aiden Talley. Down the floor, right side lane, inside the paint. Now looking around, he'll go out to Reineke. Reineke at the elbow. Left side, opposite block, and he'll lose the layup. He'll be rebounded by Frankfurt. Parthamer. Frankfurt down the floor, Anderson on the near side wing, down under, and sealing it out for two is Fred Rosequist. Centralia, you're still down by 6, 2 minutes, 38 seconds here into this first quarter. The foul's called at half court. Calling it on Frankfurt, first foul of this game by either team. It's going to come against Porter Colvin, his first personal of the matchup. And Frankfurt makes a substitution. They take out Peyton Adams, and in comes the junior, Henry Ketter. Averages only 3 points a game this season. Centralia tossing it in from the far sideline. They'll put it at half court to Reineke. Reineke looks out to his right, putting it to Bronx Talley. Bronx Talley back to Reineke. Reineke at the top of the arc. Now left to Aldifer. Aldifer pull up, fade away from the key. Missed and picked up from the freshman, Tyler Parthamer from Frankfurt. Anderson has it on the far side, top wing. Now up to Parthamer. Parthamer to Colvin. Colvin Rosequist. Rosequist aims to his left. He fires that way and sets a screen to Adams. Now West, fadeaway shot, short corner, near side, missed and rebounded by Centralia, Tyler Jones. Centralia down the floor, Jones on the right elbow, ball lost behind him, picked up by Aldifer. Aldifer dribbling in, 1-on-3, misses the layup, but rebounded by Talley. Talley fighting through defenders, missing the layup. Now he's got another rebound and misses that one as well. Centralia giving it up back to Frankfurt. Rebound by Wes Anderson. Frankfurt under the basket, missing the shot. And now the rebound for Centralia. Puts it all the first. Centralia, all the first. Driving down the baseline, and they're going to get a foul on the floor. Called on Frankfurt, their second foul of the quarter. So far, the slate is clean for Centralia. The foul is on Henry Ketter. His first personal, and two substitutions at the floor, one for either team. Kyle Farthmer comes up, and Nate Adams comes in for him, and for Centralia, Tyler Jones steps up, and stepping in for him on the floor is Brady Becker. Becker throws it in from the inbound play to Reinicke. Reinicke misses the reversal, and then Anderson makes the rebound. Down the floor, Frankfurt. Left side wing, Anderson now turning it around, and Becker gets a steal. Becker getting the first turnover here for Centralia off Frankfurt. And on the baseline, drive, and Oldeper turns it over. First turnover for Centralia. Down the floor, up the steal, and steal by Peyton Adams. Now Frankfurt has it. Centralia has it. Becker. Becker just came into the game, getting up to Talley. Talley back to Becker. Becker past the timeline. Hip and a scout to the right side. Now to Reinicke. Reinicke baseline push and finding Aiden Talley. And Aiden Talley, one of the best to do it inside the interior. If you can find him the ball. 3:23 to go in this first quarter. Centralia used their first timeout of the game, down by 6. So Frankfurt 10-4. We're back at 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Kansaland Radio.
3:23 left to go here in quarter number one. 10-4, Frankfurt leads over Centralia. They have not given up the lead yet. They came out and they scored the first 6 points of this opening quarter. Anderson has it down the right side of the court, coming from the left. He'll get it out to Ketter. Ketter on the right elbow. He'll turn around, fire it out to Rosequist. Rosequist to Colvin. Colvin to Adams. Adams, right side, Anderson. Screen is set for him. He'll dribble up. He'll fade away from the top wing. It skips off the top of the basket like a pebble on water, and it's picked up by Equitz and Oldeper for the board for Centralia. Oldeper, pump fakes, drives down the aisle, trying to finish over the top, but he misses the layup. The rebound's by Colvin. Frankfurt down the floor, quick push. Adams set up for a wide open three. Yeah, it sailed like a bullet in a tin can. Adams rattles it on in. And now here, Frankfurt up by 9 over Centralia. And driving in, and a block is called on Frankfurt. The tough to handle dribble and drive by Isaac Reinicke, and the foul is called on Peyton Adams. Frankfurt has the lead by 9 of 13-4 over Centralia, but they have 3 fouls here in this first quarter. Well, Centralia's got none. 2:32 to go here in the opening. Centralia with the inbound, a box set. Jones throwing it into Oldeper on the far side. He'll drive front court, post up shot, and missing it, but underneath the basket, the sophomore, Brady Becker, in for two. Brady Becker, who played 2 quarters of JV, had over 20 points, a dunk, a block. I think he's a cheat code to try to put on JV, but getting some time in, but now he's on the varsity side of things, still playing dominant. Frankfurt underneath the glass, turns it over, picked up by Bronx Talley for the steal. Centralia down the floor, Oldeper on the near wing, missing the three-pointer. And now underneath, Cracker fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Centralia 0 for 3 outside the arc here in this first quarter. Becker here at the free throw line. His first free throw up on the way and in and out of the basket. Mentioned that Ecker had a dominant JV game just a little earlier. It's typically two-quarter JV when I got here. He had over 20 points, had a dunk and a rebound. I was talking to Quinton Oliver's dad before this game, and he told Becker before coming in this one, points don't count until you're playing varsity, giving him just a little bit of grief there on it. But knowing that he's got the confidence and ability to come out and do the same thing on the varsity level, Becker here goes 1-2 at the free throw line, slicing his second shot. And now here, Frankfurt with the ball. Anderson down the floor, far side, near the far corner. And he loses it out of bounds. There's last touch by Brady Becker. And Becker, one of the tallest here on the floor at 6'2", but again, just a sophomore. Frankfurt throwing it on the far crowd side. Into Anderson. Anderson to Rosequist. Dribble, step inside, and in for two is Fred Rosequist. 15-7. Centralia down by 8, 1:38 to go in this first. Centralia, baseline, Becker, kicks it out to Oliver. Oliver, spinning inside, fade away from the corner, in for three. Or they're going to say a long two for Oliver. That's his first point of the game. Frankfurt at the top of the arc, 3 point on the way from Barthmer, missed from the back of the iron. And Oliver has got his fourth rebound. Of the quarter for Centralia. Oliver dribbles in, attempts another fadeaway, or thinks about it at least, then he dishes it out to Jones. Jones, Becker, driving baseline, looks back out to Jones. Jones to the elbow, to the key, now passes out to Reinicke. Reinicke, down on the block, and a foul called. Well, they're going to say jump ball, excuse me. An arrow will shoot towards Centralia. Centralia will have Tyler Jones throw it in. Now they're going to switch him out here, and they'll put in Quinton Oliver. Centralia on a box set with Oliver on the throw. He'll throw it quickly in the back on the left side wing. And now to Reinicke. Reinicke Jones. Jones, Oliver set up on the corner. Off of the basket. Rebounded by Becker. Becker will throw it up top to reset it. Centralia handling with Oliver. Fade away. Short corner. Missed. And picked up by Parthamer, the freshman with three boards here for Frankfurt. He's cleaned the boards well. Shot clock has been turned off. We're under 30 seconds to go here in this opening quarter. 15-9, Frankfurt leads over Centralia. Anderson, side of Parthamer. Parthamer back to Anderson, and Anderson's 1-1 on Becker, and Becker just swats him on the chest. And that'll draw a foul. As the first team foul here for Centralia in this game, and here first quarter. Frankfurt, 17 seconds to go with the ball in this first. Up by 6, 15-9 over Centralia. Throwing it in on the far side inbound, into Ketter. Ketter firing it out to Adams. Adams at the charity stripe. Looking to his left, out passing Rosequist, spinning at the block, and it's taken away like candy from a baby from Tyler Jones down the floor, half court, 1 second to go. Jones throws it up off the backboard and misses. That'll conclude quarter number one. Centralia down by 6 to Frankfurt, 15-9. We'll come back for quarter number two here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Fifteen to nine, Frankfurt leads over Centralia by 6. Frankfurt already with Wes Anderson. He scored the four first points of the game with back-to-back layups. Fred Rosequist, he's got 6 for Frankfurt, and Payne Adams, he's got 5. Frankfurt has the ball. Rosequist at the top of the arc. Here, right side, top wing. Here from Ketter. Ketter swings the left side, and Anderson set up for a deep 3. He's in. Anderson. Now with 7 points here on the game to lead the Frankfurt Wildcats. Centralia looking to respond. Aldifer, his ball denied. He re-picks it back up from the top of the key. They'll throw out to Bronx Tally. Bronx Tally to Jones. Jones out to Aiden. Aiden Reineke. Reineke pump fakes. Now he'll dribble right. Veering to the block. Inside will go to Jones, and Jones will finish for two, and Reineke snags the assist, his second of the game. Down by seven to Frankfurt. It's Centralia with 7 minutes now to go in the first half. Frankfurt cutter has it on the left elbow to Rosequist. Rosequist kicked out to the near corner. Another three-pointer nailed by Wes Anderson. He's got back-to-back threes. Frankfurt has now made three straight. With it, here all the press at top of the arc. He's going to throw up a rainbow, and he'll hit the pot of gold. Oliver, that's his first three of the game. And Centralia's as well. Finally open up the bank. Frankfurt on the right side of wing. Ketter to Rosequist. Rosequist wide open at the top. He'll set the screen after the pass to Colvin. Colvin stepping in the bullhorn. Now he'll pass it right. Down to the screen for Anderson. He'll fade away, shot it off the top iron, and rebounded by Oldifer. Oldifer past the timeline. He's dribbling with his left hand. He'll crouch that way and pass off to Reineke. Reineke will float a deep three, and it will go in and off of the basket in the hands of Anderson. Anderson to Colvin. Colvin working it on the baseline and stolen away by Oldifer. Down the floor. Oldifer on the right wing. Now dribbling back, stepping up to the top of the arc. Keeping it low under his legs. Driving inside, kicking out of the corner, three-point flyer by Bronx is nothing but net for Bronx Tally. Centralia, 2-for-3 outside the arc in this second quarter on the early start. Down by 4 now to Frankfurt. Frankfurt looking to respond. Anderson drawing a foul. It'll go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. 5:29 to go here in the second quarter, 21-17. Frankfurt leads by 4 over Centralia. Anderson at the free throw line. He's got 2 shots here. His first free throw is up, and it bounces off the back and goes in. A little bit of a slow roll by Anderson here. 11 points on this game. He averages nearly 20 points a game this season. He's got over 1,000 points scored in his career. Now his next free throw is here as Silk, 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Wes Anderson, 8 points here in this second quarter. He's got 12 points on the game for Frankfurt to lead. 23-17, Frankfurt over Centralia. Centralia sets up a 3-point screen for Oliver. He misses it, and the offensive rebound will be made by Tyler Jones for Centralia. Oliver, screen is set. He'll dribble out to the right side. He'll veer into the right bullhorn. He'll float off a shot. 10 foot in front of the basket. He'll miss it. But another offensive rebound by Jones. Back to Oldifer. Inside. Trying to make the finish to the basket. And it's knocked out of his hands out of bounds. By Frankfurt. 4:56 to go in the second quarter. 23-17. Frankfurt leads over Centralia. By 6. Centralia running a kind of a box set from inside the paint. All jumbled up, they spread apart. Oldifer near the near side gets the ball and hits the three. Clinton Oldifer, now he's got back-to-back threes as well to respond to Anderson's 2 threes. And now Anderson, well, he's going to one-up him with another 3 of his own. Man, between our girls matchup and the boys, no one invited me to the three-point contest because we are letting shots fly down here at Centralia. Oldifer here at a Bronx Tally. Tally under his legs. He dribbles inside the paint looking for a finish through the basket. A nice little soft touch from Tally and put in front of the rim. Centralia holds their own down by 4, 26-22, 4:10 to go to the second quarter. To Frankfurt at the top of the arc. To Parthmer, Parthmer to Colvin, and Colvin loses the ball out of bounds. Frankfurt will throw it back in. With Wes Anderson running a baseline set on the nearest Coleman. It'll be thrown down the paint side to Rosequist. Rosequist fighting one-on-two and trying to win the matchup. He doesn't, and the rebound's made by Brady Becker. Clearing the glass, taking the ball down the floor. Becker And it looks like there is a time stoppage. They get a foul called on Tyler Parthamer. That is his first foul of the game and first team foul for Frankfurt. Both teams with one foul in this second quarter, 26-22. Frankfurt 4-point lead over Centralia with 3:48 to go in this second quarter. Centralia inbounds it into Aldifer. Aldifer, with no hesitation, rips a three. Aldifer, three threes here in this second quarter. Centralia went 0-5 in the first. They're 4-5 here in the second. And Becker picks up the board and breaks it back for Centralia. Becker down the floor to Aldifer. Pump fake on the low right wing. Now back up to Becker. Becker to Bronx Tally. Bronx dribbles inside, working one on two, trying to finish the basket. Ball's being pinballed around and rebounded by Anderson. Anderson on the right elbow, spinning around, a foul called on Centralia. Second foul of the game called against Brady Becker. Here, Centralia, don't want to have him come to the bench quite yet. He's doing a lot of good work here for you after coming in. He hasn't taken a break since. Inbound play for Frankfurt. That's Anderson's hip on the left elbow, missed and rebounded by Centralia. Down the floor, Panthers working with it to Reinicke. Reinicke has the layup finish using the backboard. And a timeout is called by Frankfurt, their first timeout of the game, as Centralia has taken the lead for the first time tonight with that layup by Reinicke. 27-26, Centralia leads by one over Frankfurt with 2:53 to go in the second quarter. 30-second timeout. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
2:53 to go here in quarter number two. Centralia, our first lead change of the game. They go up by 127-26 over Frankfurt. They gave up the first 6 points of the game. They were down 15-9 coming out of the first quarter. But Centralia has responded. Four threes here in quarter number two. Three from Quinton Aldifer, having an incredible night for him. He came in tonight with 127 points in his career, and now he has bumped himself to a little over 830. Frankfurt making the inbound into Anderson as he, no pressure, takes it down the floor in slow tempo. Anderson out to his left side of Ketter. Here's Centralia working a man-to-man. They'll go out to the right side to Colvin. Colvin back up top to Anderson. Anderson drives in the elbow, tries to flip to the rim. It's rebounded by Aldifer. Centralia past the timeline. Aldifer left side out to Reinicke. And this ball is knocked away with full force. Man, hit the wall about 100 miles an hour. Centralia will maintain the ball. It was last touched by Frankfurt. Centralia running a box set. Becker to throw it in. He'll go to the right side to Tally. Tally, pump picks over the top. He'll fire it right to Aldifer. Aldifer will veer right, angle himself inside, low block on the opposite, and he'll dish it in on a fadeaway. 29-26, Centralia, their largest lead here by three over Frankfurt with 2 minutes to go in this second quarter. Frankfurt has it with Ketter. Ketter to Rosequist at the top of the arc. He'll go left side. Adams setting the screen as well for him. Adams down to Parthamer. 20 seconds here on the shot clock. Wes Anderson, Beers, right side, inside the baseline, and then back up top. Around the three-point line, Frankfurt working with it. Frankfurt, a team averaging 46 points a game this season. Three-point flyer here by Anderson, missed and rebounded by Tyler Jones. Jones down the floor, here to Reinicke, pump fake. Inside, 10-foot flyer to the basket, and missing. And underneath the basket, rebounded by Centralia. Centralia sets up a three from Aldifer. He'll miss it. And now a defensive rebound will come up and it's snagged by Ketter. Ketter to Rosequist. Rosequist left side to Colvin. Here on the far, Colvin driving into the short corner. Now to Rosquist. Rosquist up top. 20 seconds on the shot clock. 68 left on the primary here in the first half. Detroit with the lead up by three. 3 points set up on the far side. Missed by Ketter and rebounded by Reinicke. Centralia down the floor. Becker, far side skip to Bronx, Sally. Bronx underneath his leg, dribbling. Now to Sally. Sally looking for a backdoor cut, instead he'll swipe it out to the right side to Reinicke. Reinicke looks for the pick and roll action, but it's taken away by Rosquist. His first steal of the game, 6 turnover for Centralia. Porter Colvin to Rosquist. Rosquist throw to the paint side and a foul called on Centralia. They'll call on Quinton Aldifer. That's his first foul of the game. He got his hands over the top of Parthamer, I believe, when trying to look for that backdoor cut for Frankfurt. Frankfurt runs the baseline set with Colvin to throw it in. He looks to his left side. He throws it out to Anderson. Anderson throws up a three, and it's missed, clearing the glass down the floor with it as well as Reinicke. He's now has back-to-back defensive rebounds for Centralia. 20 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Centralia can wait this clock out here and take the last shot of this half. Already up by three, 29-26 to Frankfurt. All for it's in his hands. If you're Centralia, I'd like to have him be the one who takes the final shot. Oliver dribbling inside. He loses the ball. It's picked up with 4 seconds to go. Parthamer has it down the floor, trying to finish Colvin, and he misses the bunny. Centralia will go in with a 3-point lead into the halftime. 29-26. Centralia leads by three over Frankfurt. We're back here in a bit for Halftime Show here on 92.1 KMZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D.O.N. of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here for Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Here on 92.1 Games, your Halftime Show. Here between the Centralia Panthers and the Frankfurt Wildcats, our boys matchup. Centralia here leads 29-26, a three-point lead here over Frankfurt. One lead change in the entirety of the first half, and Miles Centralia got it. They started off going down 6-0 to begin the game. Once Anderson had 4 points to begin for Frankfurt. Right now, at the half, he's got 15 points for Frankfurt to lead both teams in scoring. With the most points scored, but right behind him, Quinton Aldifer, he's got 14 points for the Centralia Panthers. So, again, Centralia, they have their top scorer as well. He's popping off. And just like I said in the pregame, you figured both teams would have their spotlight player, you know, get hot and get on fire for both Aldifer and for S. Anderson. That was the second quarter as Aldifer and Anderson both hit three threes and had 2 points. So, and a layup, excuse me. So both Quinton and Wes had totaling 11 points in the second quarter. But for Centralia, again, they outscored Frankfurt 20-11 in quarter number two. They've out-rebounded the Frankfurt Wildcats 19-12 on the game. Centralia, they were 4 of 11 outside the arc, but they went 0 of 5 in the first quarter, but made it look a little nicer going 4 of 6 in quarter number two. Well, Frankfurt, they struggled quite a lot there in the first quarter, a little bit down in there early from outside the arc, going 1 of 3, but were able to nail 3 of 4 in the second quarter. So for Frankfurt and Centralia, I mean, it's going to be a simple battle as what I'm going to go back to my notes here from the pregame. I kind of reset this game as a 0-0 here. Quinton and Wes are both going to play to a top level in the second half. They're both going to play at an incredible level. Both of them are top players in this TBL and in the state. Both going to look for solid shot selection. Both are going to aim to get themselves open, and both are also going to be very selfless and be able to get the ball to their teammates when they see the opening. But that's what makes both these players so impressive on both sides of the floor. So it'll be interesting, the dynamic between Quinton Aldifer and Wes Anderson, who steps up the most for their team in the second half, and then who kind of steps up around them in the second half. And that's what I said in the pregame as well, as both these teams, I talked to both head coach Nick Evans and Adam Schreiner for Frankfurt, you know, week after week, and a lot of it is, you know, Wes Anderson for Frankfurt, he's doing great, he's playing up to a high level, now we just need some guys to kind of be more consistent around him. Same thing for Centralia. Quinton Aldifer is always there getting his 20 points a game, but, you know, who's going to be around him to also get those points and help him score? Because sometimes Quinton's not going to be able to do all of the scoring. Last game I called for Centralia against Dauphin West, where Centralia boys won 55-43. I mean, Quinton Aldifer, I think, had only 7 points in that game. And then but you had Isaac Reineke, Bronx Talley, Aiden Talley, and Brady Becker all with 10 points, I believe, or more for Centralia. And it's nights like that that you'd like to see for Centralia. And, of course, you want to win this game against Frankfurt. I'd like to see somewhat of a replication of that in the second half against Frankfurt. Perhaps get set up some more threes for Bronx Talley, get Aiden Talley more involved in the paint. Bronx, he's a great three-point shooter, but then you look down to Aiden, and, you know, he's the paint monster. I mean, he can, you get the ball down to him low, he'll figure a way to put it inside the bucket. And Brady Becker, he came in the first quarter, but and he stayed in the game in quarter number two. But we've seen what he can do this year. We've seen his potential. Well, it's all here on the floor. It's 6'2", a sophomore, had a steal, 3 rebounds, and 3 points. But he can definitely get himself a little more involved. He was kind of more involved there on the setup plays, and that works really well. He's a sophomore, and he knows the offensive scheming incredibly. He's the inbound guy. He throws the ball in, and after he throws it in, he knows where to go, and he knows how to get up and set a screen for his teammate, whether it's Quinton Aldifer or Bronx Talley for a three-pointer. So he knows how to play his role. So it'll be interesting when he goes into the second half. Both teams are going to find a way to respond to each other. Definitely expecting probably a little more man-to-man and some full-court pressure as we close in on the fourth quarter, and not so much man-to-man pickups to half court and some zone play. Well, Take 2 minutes aside here, and we'll come back for second half action. Centralia up by 3, 29-26 here over the Frankfort Wildcats.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shack. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news. It's preventable. Take time for your heart. Eat better. Move more. Schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know. Care you trust.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Coming out of the half, we got 2 quarters and 16 minutes left of basketball action, and this quarter begins with Quinton Oliver being fouled and heading up to the free throw line to shoot two. Centralia up by 3, 29-26, a 3-point lead over Frankfort. 7:49 left to go here in this third quarter. We just got it going. Oliver here at the free throw line. His first free throw is up and splashed. Oliver for now 14 points here on the game. Had 13 points in the first half. 3 threes included. Looking to make his second free throw just as false as his second, or his first. And the second one is just as much of a beaut. He's now 15 points in the game. He's now tied on the opposite side of Wes Anderson. Wes here on the opposite side of the floor looking for the ball here, but Adams passes it in and it's taken away by Oliver. Sixth throw of the game for Frankfort. Oliver down the floor, out of the Bronx alley. Bronx to Jones. Jones, Reinicke. Reinicke inside the paint. Left side blocked, and he loses the ball. And it's picked up by Frankfort. Down the floor. Anderson driving to the block and trying to throw it up off the backboard, but rebounded by Reinicke. Centralia. But Bronx on the right side wing. Now the baseline. Drive in and a short corner shot. In for two. Isaac Reinicke. Centralia here. Now up by 7. They have now scored consecutively 9 straight points. That being down 26-25, they have scored now 8 straight. Now you're going up to the free throw line for Frankfort as Fred Rosequist. His first free throw is up, bounces up the top and the back of the iron, and in it goes. He had 6 points in the first quarter, as well as a steal in the first half and a rebound. 7 points per game, nearly 5 rebounds a game. The second free throw is off, and slicing on through. Rosequist now 8 points on the game. Frankfort trails by 5, 33-28 to Centralia with 6:48 to go in the third quarter. Centralia handling up top of the Reinicke. Reinicke transfers down a handoff to Oliver. Oliver Jones. Jones on the right elbow. Now passing it out to Reinicke. Reinicke at the key, driving to the left of Bullhorn. Kicks down low. Taking the pumpkin to the basket and getting a foul. Is Bronx tally. Bronx will go up to the free throw line and shoot two. Bronx, he had 5 points in the second quarter and an assist and a steal in the first. He's got a chance for some points here in quarter three. Foul was called on Peyton Adams, his third foul, of the game, second team foul here for Frankfurt. First free throw shot up and off for Bronx Tally. Substitution made for Frankfurt. Peyton Adams comes down as he picks up again his third foul of the game, and for him will be Henry Ketter. And now Bronx, his second free throw up and slice the back of the netting. Bronx now 6 points on the game for Centralia. Frankfurt with it. Adams. Anderson. Parthamer. Parthamer setting a screen after passing it out to Ketter. Ketter now the near side wing. 3-point flyer off the back foot. Missed by Anderson. Ball swatted out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia. Frankfurt will throw it in. Going back for the inbound will be Wes Anderson. Frankfurt will set themselves up on a baseline set. They spin what they've ran the entire game so far. And it looks like head coach Adam Schreiner has just been teed up. And the near side official calling for Centralia to shoot two. And now the middle official is coming over and talking to the official by the scores table. And I think Centralia is looking to elect a player here for their free throw. So getting called on the technical is head coach Adam Schreiner for Frankfurt. And I give two free throws here for the Panthers. Nick Evans, he's pointing at Aiden Talley. And Talley will go up and shoot both. His first free throw is up and rattles on in like a bolt in a tin can. It'll be two free points here for Centralia. 5 points now for Talley, looking for six, and his second free throw is off the back of the iron and missed. And not only does Centralia get a free point, they also take over on the possession from the technical. Centralia having the inbound from the far sideline, aligned right up with the line down midcourt, throwing it in. Bronx Tally to Oliver, but an illegal pick called on Centralia to a foul to give the ball right back to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It is on Tyler Jones. He picked up his second personal of the game. Now Frankfurt has it on the left elbow. Up top, it's up a wide open Parthamer. It's bounced off the top iron and put back in from Regis Rosequist. Rosequist now 10 points on the game for Frankfurt. He's been a very active player day in and day out here for the Wildcats. Centralia looking to spy. Aldifer out to Sally. And now a foul called. And they'll get that on Frankfurt. 5:47 to go in the third quarter. 35-30. Centralia leads over Frankfurt by five. A foul called on Frankfurt. And you kind of have to understand why maybe head coach Adam Schreiner is getting this frustrated. Not a lot of calls going his way. And Centralia throwing on the inbound. Down the near side corner, setting up Reineke off the back heel. 3-point flyer missed and picked up by Anderson. Anderson down the floor to Ketter on the left elbow, and they're going to call a kick on Centralia. 5:35 to go here in the third. Box stop, 35-30, Centralia 5-point lead over Frankfurt, and Brady Becker will come back in here for Centralia. A sophomore in for the senior, Tyler Jones. Inbound here from the near side, Frankfurt bench, Colvin into Parthamer, Parthamer out to his right, to Ketter, Ketter, screen is set for him from Parthamer, out to the elbow, and they're going to get an illegal pick, called on Frankfurt. Schreiner is still upset on it. That is the third foul of the game. Fall on Parthamer. Fourth foul for Frankfurt as a team here in this third quarter with 5:23 remaining of it. 5-point lead for Centralia. All to press at the top of the yard. He'll swing it left side. Now back right to Bronx. Bronx stepping in. Out of the key. 3-point flyer. And missing it. Rebounded by Becker. Becker on the left wing. After the offensive rebound. Out to his teammates. And trying to slice the layup is Bronx, and he's in for two. 7-point lead now for Centralia over Frankfurt with 5 minutes to go in the third. Wes Anderson down the key and the aisle, and a foul called on Centralia. They get it on the baseline, called on Isaac Reineke. That is his second personal of the game and the third team foul for Centralia. Tyler Parthmer comes out to the bench with three fouls for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Coming in for him will be Max Suter, the senior. Rosequist up top. Here we get to the key. Right side elbow shot up by Anderson. Missed. Rebounded by Becker. Becker corrals it. Now he'll go left side out to Sally. All right, back to Becker on the right side wing. Back to Aldifer. Aldifer throwing a long three. It's good. Aldifer falling on the ground but making a finesse finish for the three-pointer. He's got four threes now on the game. Now 18 points on the game for Aldifer. He set his game points per game average. Down the floor, Frankfurt drawing a foul from Centralia. Tyler Jones comes in for substitution. And for Isaac Reineke. Frankfurt will throw it in on the baseline with Anderson on the block, a baseline set. Right on the left side corner. Colvin to Anderson. Anderson screen is set by Suter. Anderson drives in the short corner, puts it up top to Rosequist. Rosequist left side. He'll set a screen after firing it off to Colvin. Colvin back to Anderson. Anderson leans on his legs. Now to Ketter. Ketter, three-pointer. Off the back iron. Suter makes the rebound in a crowd of Panthers. And they get a foul. Called. Actually, a jump ball is what they deemed. That gave the ball to Centralia. So Centralia with the ball. Pass half court. Bronx Sally at the top of the arc. He'll go left side corner. Aldifer. Pull-up shot, 14 foot from the basket, missing, rebounded from Jones. But they'll say it was out of bounds, last touch by Frankfurt, so Centralia will throw it in. They're on a box set, it's been their primary set here, and they'll throw it in to Bronx. Bronx to Aldifer, Aldifer sets his feet, shoots a long three, misses, but Becker's got the rebound, he's back up the board, and he doesn't make the shot for the putback. And down the floor is working now Frankfurt. After clearing the glass from Anderson, Anderson looking for the ball. He grabs it at the timeline. Between his legs, he'll dribble out to the left, step back out of the key. Now to Rosequist. Rosequist fires it. Chest pass to Colvin. Sets the screen as well for him. Three-pointer missed off the back iron and rebounded by Tally. Centralia down the floor to Aldifer. Aldifer on the right side wing. Screen is set. He'll drive in the key. Fly out left to Bronx. Bronx at the charity stripe. He'll look left. Turn it to Becker. Becker in the key. Turning around to Aldifer. Aldifer on the right elbow. Drives in. Bounce passes to his teammate. And cutting it is Aiden Sally. Beautiful assist for Quentin Aldifer. And a great offensive set ran by Centralia. Timeout by the Wildcats, their second time out of the game. 2:48 to go in the third quarter. Centralia with their biggest lead by 12, 42-30 over Frankfurt. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Kansaland Radio.
42-30, Centralia leads by 12 over Frankfurt with 2:48 to go here in the third quarter. Quentin Aldifer has really emerged since the first quarter. He only had 2 points in the first, but he had 11 points in the second. He's got 5 points here in the third. 18 points here on the game for the young junior, who's chasing potentially 900, maybe 1,000 points by the end of this season. Frankfurt, here at the block for the timeout. It's Anderson in his hands on the left wing. He's calling for flash out Top right side, gets it to Adams. Adams has got three fouls. He's back in this game early, still here in the third with 2:27 to go. Colvin out to Ketter. Ketter, 8 seconds here on the shot clock, passes it right to Colvin. Colvin holds it left side of his hip, now to Rosequist. Rosequist to Anderson. Only 2 seconds here on the shot clock. He loses the ball from his hands, and Jones will make the steal. And a foul to follow afterwards by Frankfurt. And that'll be a defensive foul, so Centralia will go up to the free throw line here and shoot two as it is the double bonus here for Centralia. Five team fouls called on Frankfurt. First foul of the game called against Fred Rosequist. Centralia, they have still one foul to give left of this quarter. Centralia still four timeouts left in this game. Frankfurt three. Tyler Jones here at the free throw line. Taking a couple dribbles, relaxed. His free throw is off and off the right of the rim. Substitution for the Panthers coming in. Isaac Reineke in for Brady Becker and Kyler Farthmer coming in for Frankfurt, in for Peyton Adams. Adams, who had three fouls, comes off the bench, and Farthmer's got three fouls, comes in. Not a lot of depth for Centralia or Frankfurt as this next free throw is up and sliced by Tyler Jones. He goes 1-for-2 at the line, and now Frankfurt here takes over. Anderson dribbles. And he'll block on the near side. Now he'll turn it around to the elbow. Rosequist back out to Anderson. Anderson up against side. Fade away on a long two and missed it. Rebounded by Jones. Jones down the floor. Picks it up. Now to Bronx. Bronx, Oliver sets his feet. Flies to three. And it's stuck. Jammed in the armpit. Ball got stuck right between the backboard and the basket. A rarity, but it happens. Make a wish. 43-30. Centralia here. It's be officially a turnover. I'll give the ball up here to Frankfurt after the unfortunate missed shot by Anderson from Quinton Aldifer. And now down the floor, taking the shot and getting the handle opportunity. Fred Rosequist up to the line. All right, looks like they're not going to count the bucket. And Rosequist here at the free throw line to shoot two. Ezra's free throw is up and off the right. 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 43-30, so 13-point lead here for Centralia over Frankfurt. Rosequist here at the charity stripe. Next free throw up and slice to the net. Rosequist was one of two at the free throw line, and now here Centralia takes over with Aldifer on the right side. Screen is set, drives inside with some aggression, and draws the foul to go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. 82 seconds to go in the third quarter, 43-31, a 12-point lead for Centralia over Frankfurt in this third. Centralia and Frankfurt, both 500 on the season. Centralia 9-9, Frankfurt 10-10. First free throw off and nailed for Quinton Aldifer. Aldifer looking to go 2-for-2. His next one is up and smooth as butter as it rolls off the back and in. Aldifer now 2-for-2. 4-for-4 at the free throw line. Excuse me. Here he's got 7 points in this third quarter. 20 points on the game. Foul called immediately on Centralia, and no team has fouls to give, so we're in double bonus on both sides. And Porter Colvin will come up and shoot two at the free throw line. Porter Colvin, the 5'8" senior, his first free throw is released off the front wrist and is missed. 1:16 to go in the third quarter, 45-31. Centralia, 14-point lead over Frankfurt. Colvin at the charity stripe, his next one flies and nails in. He goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. 13-point lead here remain for Centralia, 45-32. 1:10 to go in the third quarter. Centralia here working at the 2-3 zone from Frankfurt. Aldifer out to his left side to Becker. Becker out of the corner to Tally. Aldifer in the right corner. 3-pointer up and nailed from Bronx Tally. Wrong tally. 2 threes now on this game, 11 total points. Anderson dribbling in, trying to use the front court and the backboard to knock it in, but couldn't complete the shot. Oliver making the board down the floor. Out to Becker. Becker, Brosh. He'll slice another three or try to at least. And it will be missed, and a foul will be called afterwards on Centralia, regardless of the rebound. And the officials are trying to get it cleared up here on the near side on what this should be. Everyone is on the left side of the floor preparing for two shots at the free throw line, but the far side official thinking it's an inbound play. Now they have it corrected. The players here correct. Now at the free throw line is Kyler Parthamer. Parthamer hit the free throw line. His first free throw is off and pure as silk to the basket. That's his first points of the game. First point of the game. 31 seconds to go here in the third, a 15-point lead for Centralia over Frankfurt, 48-33. Parthamer, his next free throw, will spin on it, and it's nailed. He has 2-for-2 at the free throw line, Parthamer does, and Oliver takes over for Centralia. Oliver past the timeline, he looks left side, zips it to Becker. Becker, he'll zip it outright to Bronx. Bronx will stutter step into the right before he flies it back out to Becker. Becker. Now right to Oliver. Shot clock is off. 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 14-point lead for Central over Frankfurt. Oliver at the top arc. Right side. Bronx Tally. Selling a three. In and out of the basket. Underneath. Rebounded for Rosequist. Anderson. 3-point shot from half court. It's in and out of the basket. It rattled in there for a second, but it flew out. But definitely a great effort indeed from Wes Anderson. He had no points there in the third quarter after having the impressive 15 in the first half. 48-34, Centralia leads over Frankfurt by 14. We'll come back here for the start of the fourth quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nation's foremost
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
7:47 left to go in this game. We begin the fourth quarter here at 92.1 KMZ. At the free throw line here is Tyler Jones. Foul to start this quarter. Here his first free throw is off, and like Cupid's arrow striking the heart down to the basket. Tyler Jones locking up his second free throw. It's up and off the back iron. Rebounded by Henry Ketter for Frankfurt. Down the floor here. Looking for a three-pointer nailed by Wes Anderson. I mentioned how he had no points in that third quarter before we took our break, but here he starts this fourth with a monster three. Centralia trying to respond inside the paint as Reinicke loses the ball, and it's taken away by Fred Rosequist for Frankfurt. Down the floor, Frankfurt right to left, down the dial. Wes Anderson loses the ball, and he turns it back over to Centralia. Centralia with it. Tyler Jones, Aiden Sally. Sally to Reinicke. Reinicke left side to Aldefer. Aldefer is not taking a break yet in this game. He's played every minute and every second. Aldefer out left side, Reinicke. Reinicke down under to Tyler Jones. Kick back out to Aldefer. Aldefer misses the three off the right of the iron, and trying to make an effort forward was Jones, but to no avail. As Frankfurt takes over. 6, 52 to go in the fourth, 49-37. A 12-point lead for Centralia over Frankfurt. The largest was by 15. West down the floor to Colvin. Colvin out to his right to Parthmer. Parthmer to Anderson. Anderson, a screen is set, drives in the bullhorn. Bounce passes it low on the ground in the back door and misses his target. And it's stolen by Reinicke. Centralia pushing it down the floor. They lose it out of bounds, but it was last touched by Frankfurt. Tyler Jones will throw it in. Centralia will run a box set. Screens are set. Jones is looking out to his left side. He bounce past it to Oliver. He'll take a jump step and will finish for two. Fake out on Frankfurt. Being patient with the ball. Now Frankfurt looking to respond. The foul is called on Centralia as Anderson drew it. The foul is called on Isaac Reinicke. His fourth personal of the game. First team foul of the quarter. And Reinicke will come out here with 6:18 left to go in this fourth quarter. Becker will come in for him, 51-37. Centralia here still a 14-point lead over Frankfurt. West Anderson gets off the inbound. Top side arc missed for the three and rebound by Aiden Sally. His fifth board of the game. Sally out to his right. Into the hands of Bronx. Bronx, Tyler, Brady Becker, the forward, hitting a three! Brady Becker, his first point since quarter one. I saw him hit a three in the JV game when I first got here. Also saw him dunk and get an impressive block. Over 20 points in it. He's still dominant here on the varsity side of the floor. As a foul is immediately called on him right after I hopped him up there, but still a great player as he remains on the floor. Frankfurt will inbound it in from the far side. They'll throw it into Ketter. Ketter here, slow dribbling. Takes off the screen left side. Doesn't go towards the pick and roll, but now he does to Rosequist. Rosequist on the block. Trying to use the backboard and two succession. He finds two. Centralia handling it. Pass the timeline to Aldifer. Aldifer screen is set from Sally. Aldifer spins around on the right bullhorn. Kicks it opposite side. Now in the short corner. Up to the top of the three-point line. Inside the key to Sally. Sally left, now right, dribbling into the low block. Kick out, near. Aldifer, stutter stepping, right side. Now he'll dribble in left. In the paint, he'll go opposite and finding two. Aldifer, what a clean move. Centralia up by 17 now here to Frankfurt. 5 minutes left to go in this game. West, left elbow, pass down low to Rosequist. And Rosequist does the rest of the work. And a timeout is called by the Frankfurt Wildcats. Two remaining on the game for them. 4:51 left to go in the fourth. Down by 15. Centralia 56, Frankfurt 41. We're back here in 30 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
.451 to go here in quarter number four between Centralia and Frankfurt boys. Centralia up by 15, 56 to 41. Frankfurt using their third timeout of the game, two remaining. Centralia here with four left to go after the timeout. Tyler Jones, Bronx Tally, Quinton Aldifer, Brady Becker, and Aiden Sally taking the floor for Centralia. Here out for Frankfurt, Porter Colvin, Fred Rosequist, Ketter, Wes Anderson, and Kyler Parthamer. Centralia working it left to right down your dial. They get it down the floor. Aldifer on the right side. Elbow pull-up shot off the front iron. Rebounded by Becker, the sophomore, and he loses the ball out of bounds. It'll be a turnover for Centralia right after the rebound. Frankfurt takes over. Working right to left of your dial here now. Parthamer to Etwest. Last back to Parthamer. Down to Colvin, left side wing. Stretch down the near perimeter. Now out to Rosequist. Rosequist. Flash out. Anderson. He picks it up. Now down the key. And taken away by Jones. Down the floor. It's a track race. And Jones got the finish. And now Wes Anderson is looking for a quick response for Frankfurt. He's tracking down the floor now to Colvin. Colvin on the wing. Parthamer to Anderson. Anderson dribbling right. Right bullhorn. Now down under. Finding the backdoor cut from Ketter. And Ketter goes in for two. Anderson two assists here in this fourth quarter. Centralia taking a breather here. With the ball. Slowing up the tempo. Jones out to Sally. Sally Becker. Becker. Right bullhorn. Bounce pass. Left side. Bronx Sally. Pump fakes the three. Drives in. Lunge. Now looks right. Flies that way to Aldifer. As Aldifer flies a three. And he cuts it. Quinton Aldifer. Five threes on the game. Over 20 plus points. 61-43. An 18 point lead for Centralia over Frankfurt. Frankfurt down the floor. Anderson. He draws a foul. 3:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Foul is called on Brady Becker. That is his fourth foul of the game. And is a substitution, so wouldn't be surprised if it is him who comes out. Yes, it is. And is Jagan Ronnebaum, the 5'8" junior who comes in. Wes Anderson, the inbound play for Frankfurt. Throwing in left side to Colvin. Colvin stepping up the left now to Parthamer. Parthamer. Down to Ketter. Ketter in the elbow. Driving inside the paint. Stutter step inside. Jumping. And off his feet. He goes in for two. Ketter. All of his 4 points coming up in this fourth quarter for Frankfurt. Aldifer. Right side wing. A zip. Left side. Tally. Tally. Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum down under Bronx. Tally trying to finish off the backboard using the top of the window seal. Tally goes in for two. Sally, 13 points down in the game for Centralia. Frankfurt still down by 18, 2:37 to go in this fourth quarter. Ketter, zip out to the right wing. Drive in by Anderson. Trying to go for a fadeaway shot. He's denied, but a three picked up by his teammate Rosequist behind him. Rosequist, Colvin, Colvin, Parthamer. Parthamer setting his feet for a three-pointer, and the freshman knocks down the massive three. It draws it to 15 points with 2:17 to go in the fourth. There is a shot clock down here in Centralia, Kansas, so that could be used to the advantage. Frankfurt also does have three fouls to give, and now they just picked up one, so only two left. Wes Anderson picking up his second foul of the game. And a timeout taken by the Wildcats. That is their fourth timeout. Only one remaining, but 2:09 to go in this game. 63-48, 15-point lead for Centralia over Frankfurt. 30-second timeout. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double L lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Kansaland Radio.
2:08 to go in the fourth quarter, 63-48. Centralia here leading over Frankfurt. Here a 2-1 trap near side. A timeout here taken by head coach Nick Evans. And we'll go ahead and keep things here on 92.1 at KMZA. Centralia here up 63-48 over the Frankfurt Wildcats with 2:03 left to go of this game. Frankfurt had an explosive start to the game. First 4 points of the game went to Wes Anderson. First 6 points to Frankfurt. Wes Anderson had 15 points in the first half, but Centralia, they were down 15-9 early on in the game. They were down for about 80% of the first half, but then they were able to come up, take the lead. Isaac Reineke with his only points in the first half with a layup. Centralia, they were down 26-25, then they went up 27-26. They scored 8 straight points. They would go up 33-27 over Frankfurt, but Again, they lead 29-26 coming out of the half. They outscore Frankfurt 19-8 in the third quarter. They would come into this fourth 48-34. Centralia team that still has a handful of games remaining in the season, but upcoming here, they got Lynn and Axel. For Frankfurt, they only have two games remaining in the season. But Valley Heights and Lynn, they played a lot of games over the winter break. Centralia here inbound their side. Throwing in Ronnebaum, Jones, alley to alley, in for two. Just like I said, if you need a man to go inside in the interior, you got Aiden Talley, who can for sure get it done. He's now got 9 points on the game for Centralia. Isaac Reinecke substituting in here for Centralia, coming in for Dagan Ronnebaum. Frankfurt will roll the ball on the floor, and it'll be picked up by Anderson. Anderson out his right to Colvin. Colvin on the right bullhorn. Underhand toss to Parthamer. Parthamer to Anderson. Anderson missing a three, and the glass is cleared by Aldefer. Aldefer to Reinecke underneath the basket using the glass. Wow, what a shot. He was jammed underneath the netting. So Reinecke still found a way, but West will look to catch a three. He'll sign the check. Frankfurt here still down 16 points with 1:16 to go in this game. Centralia looking to improve to 10-9 on the season and 6-1 in TVL play. Their only loss being against the Hanover Wildcats, 77-59. They still play Axel. That will be upcoming here next week. Centralia holding it at the top of 10 seconds here at the shot clock. Bronx Tally out to his left, pump faking, still holding on to it, and they're going to get violation on Centralia, and he'll turn the ball over. On the ball too long after picking up a dribble on Bronx Tally. Frankfurt will take over. Colvin, Parthamer, Anderson, pump fakes the three, does it again, now he's out the Rosquist, he'll slice a three off the backboard. Frankfurt still trailing by 13 with 30 seconds to go in this game. Centralia holding it. They take it out to Aldefer. Aldefer at half court. See if Frankfurt decides to foul. And they haven't yet. Now they do. Anderson comes in and swipes it. But fouling kind of late here with only 15 seconds to go. Third foul of the game on Anderson. Anderson here looks to finish with 21 points on the game for Frankfurt. Only one more foul to give if you're Frankfurt, but 10 seconds left to go. Centralia, they have this game wrapped. Centralia will improve to 10-9 on the season, and Frankfurt will go to 10-11. Centralia holding the ball at half court with Quentin Oliver. Who else than the one who finishes over 20 points on the game and helping lead this team to the victory over Frankfurt. 67-54, final score. Centralia, an early first half comeback. They overcome Frankfurt. They hold West Anderson down the second half. And Clifton Audifer has one incredible night. We'll come back here for our post-game show and our play of the game. Again, Centralia wins 67-54 over Frankfurt.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Like a mighty new friend.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Metro Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome here one more final time on the MSU Sports Radio Network, your 92.1 KMZ, your postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. It's also our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. The Centralia Panthers come out on top 67-54 here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. And Centralia sweep as both girls and boys here. Win for Centralia. Girls final was 63-22. But recap here, a boys game. Centralia was down 15-9 early on after coming out of the first quarter. They went for 6 points of the game to Frankfurt. West Anderson had the first four. And then Centralia would come back in the middle of the second quarter. They outscored Frankfurt 20-11 in quarter two and 19-9 in quarter number three. Tyler Jones, he finished with a really good night for Centralia with 6 points and five rebounds. Ezra Krenicki, 6 points, four rebounds. Bronx Talley, 13 points. Aiden Talley, he got involved with 9 points. Brady Becker, he had six with six rebounds. But no other better performance than Quinton Oliver, the player of the game, with 27 points, five threes, seven rebounds, a couple steals, and a couple of assists. So your player of the game brought to you by the Farmers Bank. Goes to Quinton Oliver, who's now at 854 career points. And with still four more games remaining of the regular season, and of course a postseason to go, this young man, this young junior, could very well hit 1,000 points in his career. For Frankfurt, they were led by Wes Anderson on the night with 21 points, as he finished with five total threes as well, six rebounds, three assists, and one steal. Well, I want to thank everybody who tuned in here to our broadcast tonight. Again, the Centralia girls and boys win. Girls final matchup, 63-22. And for the Centralia boys, 67-54. Centralia boys now 10-9 on the season, 6-1 in TVL play. And Frankfurt boys now 10-11 on the year and 2-6 on the TVL play. From Kirk Kelman back in the studio from Credit Profit down here from Centralia, Kansas, thank you for listening.